and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday 5 things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makes me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah al-Nur. Peace be upon all of you, dear brother and sister, and salam. This is Iran Radio, which presents you today's special. On Wednesday, we are here, 11th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 23rd of Aban, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 13th of November 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is verse 32 of chapter Al-An'am from the Holy Quran, which we listen to. We come back and speak shortly about the important point of this verse.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Wa mal hayatud dunya illa la'ibun wa lahw. وَلَلدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ.
And the worldly life is not but amusement and diversion, but the home of the hereafter is best for those who fear Allah. So will you not reason?
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The remembrance of the role to play and pastime is found in the following aspects. One of them is the lifetime in this world is short as the length of time of a game. And the other one is similar to a game which contains of pleasure and tiredness. The world is also a combination of sweetness and bitterness. And of course, the last but not the least, some neglectful, aimless persons take playing games as their business. Anyhow, when the creator of the world knows the negligence of the man from the coming world and being busy with the present world as play and pastime, why do we not believe in it?
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light. You guides me through my darkest nights. Shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you.
As I told you, the topic of this episode of today's special is to live successfully in dunya and akhirah, means this world and the hereafter. Success is the ultimate desire for all of us, and the Muslim yearns for success not only in this dunya but also in akhirah. We often fear that striving for success in dunya might destroy our success of akhirah. Instead of fearing it, let's face it, we have only one life where we can act according to our choice. We must take care that our choices and actions of this dunya are such that fetch us success of both the worlds. We need to identify all factors that hinder our success, because if we fail to identify the factors, we will fail to take the correct measure, and taking the right measure is the only way towards success. If it is us who Allah created Jannah for, it is attainable only if we are ready to do whatever it takes to get there. That is what true success is.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Ali, your host. Today we are going to talk about the happiness, sa'ada, in this world and in the hereafter. Happiness comes from uninterrupted giving from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As mentioned, people will be held accountable on the Day of Judgment. If they have done good, they will obtain otherworldly happiness. And if they have done evil, they will obtain otherworldly misery. Good people will be given the book of righteous deeds, and they will be happy. Ask for him who is given his book in his right hand. He shall say, "Come, read my book. I know I was going to face my accounting." He shall be in a happy life, in an exalted garden, whose fruit branches are nigh to be plucked. It shall be said to them, "Eat and drink to your satisfaction in consideration of what you had left in previous days." This is chapter 69, verses 19 to 25. The Quran portrays the exalted God, and in vivid terms, Allah, or God, has promised believing men and believing women gardens beneath which rivers flow, wherein they shall abide forever, and good homes and the gardens of eternity. And Allah's pleasure is the greatest. That is the supreme success.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
We'll look at the things stopping us from becoming a successful Muslim, and we're rich too. This phrase, we don't give time to our family. I remember the story of a small boy who all he wanted to buy from his pocket money was an hour of this busy father's time. It is not about how much you love your family, but rather how much of productive and quality time you spend with them. Successful people give time to their family in a way that pleases Allah. It could be a cup of tea with your mother, a walk with your father, a Quran time with your children, a reading time with your spouse, an outing with your sibling, or a weekly family knowledge session. This is work-life balance. Plan it out now. Because when the whole world refuses to give you recognition, it's your family that will stand by you. So be just by giving them their due rights. And as you know, this world is just amusement and play. Let's say you go to a fun fair. There are all kinds of rides, merry-go-rounds, the roller coaster. They've got everything fun, right? Allah is telling us this dunya is full of amusement and play, just like the fun fair. You can go travel the world, buy clothes or whatever you desire, because these things make you feel good. But even though this life gives us joy and beautiful things, they are fleeting. They are not sustainable because everything is temporary. Allah made it as a test for us to continue fighting our desires and return to Him instead.
Allah does not say that we should not want or desire an honorable life, a life of wealth, a life of health, a life of dignity in this life. Allah tells me that you have to and you must strive in order to have a life of dignity and honor. Whoever goes and works hard to make money for his family is a mujahid fi sabilillah. However, the ultimate harvest should be for the akhirah, not for the dunya. When I make money, that money should build my akhirah, not my dunya, because this is not going to last. That harvest, whether it's here, with my money, with my time, I take some of it in the dunya, but I ultimately want my harvest to be in the akhirah. Here I take as much as I need. Because when they place me in my grave, they don't put my bank account with me as well. Because when they put me in my grave, they don't put the buildings and the cars and the titles with me. No, they remain for the inheritors. So ultimately, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, let your focus be in the akhirah even if you're seeking success in the dunya. Number two, the temporary versus the permanent. Al-Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen wa Mawla al-Muwahideen says, Al-Dunya Amad wal-Akhiratu Abad. Amad means a period, a fixed period. There's a duration to it. 60 years, 70 years, 80 years. Al-Dunya Amad wal-Akhiratu Abad. However, the Akhirah is not going to change. The Akhirah is eternity. The Akhirah shall last forever. Reminding us to build that home which is meant to last. Today, if you go to a hotel room and you're traveling for 2-3 days, maximum a week, then you move on, you go back home. Do you go and you buy a fridge and you put it in the hotel and you buy furniture and you put it in the hotel and you buy so many things and you spend so much time shopping for the hotel room? Nobody does that. Why? Because you know you're there for a short period of time. This life compared to the eternity is extremely insignificant. Al-Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi says, لَيْسَ عَلِ الْآخِرَةِ عِوَضُ وَلَيْسَتِ الدُّنْيَا لِلنَّفْسِ بِثَمَنْ. He says, whatever you give for the akhirah, you'll not do justice to it. It has no price. It has no value. Give all your time, everything that you have. لَيْسَ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ عِوَضُ. And then he says, وَلَيْسَتِ الدُّنْيَا لِلنَّفْسِ بِثَمَنْ. And this dunya is not worth your nafs. This dunya is not worth the 70 years to give it to the dunya and then you leave with nothing. Your nafs has a lot more value and importance than this life, this world that's going to be 60 or 70 years. Give this nafs to the akhirah, to the permanent. That is the value of the next life.
Dear brother and sister, think about these words and concept again and again. Till another one, another session of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We leave you in Allah's protection and have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami, Lafata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Danesh, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salamun alaykum. And welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam heard that some of his companions were speaking ill of the people of Sham at that time, Syria. You know, the army of Muawiyah, the bitter enemy of Imam Ali alayhi salam, was a very evil, cunning, and like deceitful person, especially in battle. And it was during the Battle of Siffin. He said, you know, because they were like swearing at them, like using bad language. So he said, I dislike for you to be those who insult others, who swear at others, who are sabab. And we will talk about it. Instead, if you describe their wrongful actions and explain their conditions, it would be closer to proper speech and more effective for providing proof. My brothers and sisters, how much do we need this in our today's life? In my opinion, we need a dialogue. In today's world, we lack this dialogue, and a lot of wars, battles, like accusations and conflicts are because we don't have this dialogue, and we just accuse others, we don't let them even defend themselves, we don't let them talk, and even our friends, sometimes we don't let them talk and defend themselves, we backbite, here, the word sabab refers to someone who frequently insults others. And sab refers to abusive language that demeans or dishonors a person, telling, you know, different bad, you know, insultive words. So Imam Ali alayhi salam forbids his companions from engaging in such behavior, even though they had a reason to address their enemies with such words. Instead, he instructs them to criticize the evil traits and actions of their opponents and to establish clear evidence against them. As this approach has a greater impact and avoids giving the enemy an excuse to retaliate in the same manner. And even Allah says that in the Quran, that you should not swear at their idols. Otherwise, they would swear at your God. So Imam Ali alayhi salam then provides a clear example, teaching his companions how to interact with their enemies in such situations. He says, instead of cursing them, you should have said, O Allah, preserve our blood and theirs. Preserve our blood and theirs. Bring about reconciliation between us and them. Guide them away from their misguidance so that those who are ignorant of the truth may come to know it. And those who persist in hostility and enmity against the truth may turn away from it and return to the right path. You know how deep. In this profound statement, the Imam offers three prayers or requests from Allah. You even pray to Allah to guide your enemy. And this demonstrates Imam Ali's remarkable patience, compassion, and mercy even towards his enemies. And surely we would be like Imam Ali, following him truly. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Danesh, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Let's recite the Quran.
وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا.
الْقُرْآنُ نُورٌ وَبَيَانٌ. الْقُرْآنُ هَدْيُ الْإِيمَانِ. الْقُرْآنُ مِسْكُ الْخِتَامِ.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners listening to IRIB English Radio all over the world, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem. Inshallah, today we will be practicing Ayah 16 and Ayah 17 of Surah
Yunus
on page 210. Brothers and sisters, all together, hope you have the Quran with you. Turn to page 210, Surah Yunus, Ayah 16 and 17. Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir, and Masoom. Let's go with our brothers and sisters, with our listeners. Let's go listen to the recitation of these two verses, then inshallah we'll practice them. All right?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. قل لو شاء الله ما تلوته عليكم ولا أدراكم به فقد لبثت فيكم عمرا من قبله أفلا تعقلون فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا أو كذب بآياته إنه لا يفلح المجرمون.
Nice recitation, mashallah, mashallah. So, Ayah 16, Allah Almighty says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Allah Almighty says, قُلْ لَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا تَلَوْتُهُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَلَا أَدْرَاكُمْ بِهِ. Say, had Allah wished, I would not have recited it to you, nor would He have made it known to you. فَقَدْ لَبِثْتُ فِيكُمْ عُمُرًا مِّن قَبْلِهِ. For I have dwelled among you for a lifetime before it. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Do you not apply reason? Next ayah. فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا أَوْ كَذَّبَ بِآيَاتِهِ. So who is a greater wrongdoer than him who fabricates a lie against Allah Almighty? أَوْ كَذَّبَ بِآيَاتِهِ, or denies his signs. إِنَّهُ, indeed, لَا يُفْلِحُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ, indeed, the guilty will not be felicitous. Masoom, would you please recite the first ayah?
Yes, sir.
All right. Everyone, let's listen to him.
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ قُلْ لَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا تَلَوْتُهُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَلَا أدراكم به
أحسنتم قل لو شاء الله Good job شاء That's What type of mad is it?
واجب
متصل So why واجب?
Because we have the Hamza and the Mad sign in the same word.
Ah, mad letter in the same word. In one word. In one word.
Yeah.
And why is it called Muttasil? Because they are in one word. Yes. They are connected. But if they were in two separate words, Sha, the Alif was here in the word Sha, and Hamza was not part of it. Hamza was in the next word. This way, the Mad was?
Jais.
You can ignore it. But you did it well, mashallah. So, move on. مَا تَلَوْتُهُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَلَا أَدْرَاكُمْ بِهِ How did he say it? أَدْرَاكُمْ بِهِ أَدْرَاكُمْ بِهِ Easy. إِخْفَى. Hide the sound of me. بِهِ
Yes.
Move on. Hassan, was he allowed to make a pause here?
Yes. We have the
Sila sign. What does it
It says
indicate?
That it's better to continue.
Better to continue.
But you can stop if you
can
want.
Stop. Okay. Look, maybe you might think like it's better to continue. Okay, let me go back and read and then continue. It's okay. It's correct. You can do it. وَلَا أَدْرَاكُمْ بِهِ Continue. Okay? This is correct as well. This one is as well correct. You start from فَقَدْ لَبِثُ But in competitions, our teacher was saying, in competitions, you should not go back. You say it was better to continue, so you don't have to go back. The judges, okay, they will judge you if you... They will give you a point if you continue from فَقَدْ لَبِثُ Right after the Salah. But if you go back before the Salah, okay... they will not give you a point or even they might reduce
because this one is more correct.
According to Tajweed it's not wrong okay but in competitions that's the rule then alright make sure فَقَدْ لَبِثْتُ go on
فَقَدْ لَبِثْتُ فِيكُمْ عُمُرًا مِّن قَبْلِ
أحسنتم
أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ
أحسنتم فَقَدْ قَ such a beautiful pronunciation of قَ فَقَدْ لَبِثْتُ فِيكُمْ عُمُرًا مِن قَبْلِهِ Good job. فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ Hussein, would you read the next ayah? فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ
Yes.
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا أَوْ كَذَّبَ بِآيَاتِهِ
How come? كَذِبًا كَذَّبَ One of the ذَال was pronounced زز with the زز sound. The other one was ذ sound.
You're not saying كَذِبًا
كَذِبًا Yeah, both are ذ ذ
فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا أَوْ كَذَّبَ بِآيَاتِهِ
أحسنتم, that's correct.
إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ
أحسنتم. This ayah was very easy, only the noon with shadda, the word إِنَّهُ, that's a point, okay, you have to be careful. إِنَّهُ, and مِمْ مُشَدَّد, you should extend this out.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي
How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran?
آيات الله حمتني غمرتني بالبركات تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات
Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
غمرتني بالبركات تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني
Guys, Allah Almighty wants to tell us something beautiful. Look,
Allah Almighty has sent the prophets towards us, towards the mankind, to what?
To guide us.
To guide us. And what else?
And send his message.
Yeah, when someone wants to guide you, it means they are showing you the address.
Yeah.
You go on the street, sir, sorry, I'm going towards, for example, this shopping center. How do I get to that shopping center, yeah? And they will show you, they will give you the address. Yes? And if they are believable people, trustworthy people, you will accept and you will go their way, the way they said, okay? The address they give you. Yes or no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if they are not trustworthy, will you follow them?
Of course, no.
No. Yes? So, prophets, since they are trustworthy people, even before they are chosen as prophets, all right? They are trustworthy people among their community. Like Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was called, even before he was appointed as the prophet, he was called?
Amin.
And?
Sadiq.
Yes?
Yes.
Honest and trustworthy. All right? So even his enemies, the enemies of the prophet, they even left some of their properties to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to keep for them, safeguarding. Yes?
Yeah.
Even their enemies. All right? There was no one else more trustworthy than the prophet. That his enemies even trusted him. They were enemies, but they trusted him. All right? These prophets, okay, they are sent by Allah Almighty, right?
Yes.
So whoever denies them, whoever denies the prophets, they deny
Allah Almighty.
Whoever obeys them, obeys Allah Almighty. So I wanted to tell you that prophet here says, I would not have recited to you if Allah Almighty did not want. So Allah Almighty wants the guidance, yes, because he has created. Yes?
Yeah.
Allah Almighty has created us, so it's impossible for him to leave us alone, to leave us on our own. So, guys, ready if I recite them? Repeat after me. Ready?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Let's go. Brothers and sisters, participate. Let's go. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
قُلْ لَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا تَلَوْتُهُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَلَا أَدْرَاكُمْ بِهِ
قُلْ لَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا تَلَوْتُهُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَلَا أَدْرَاكُمْ بِهِ
أحسنت فَقَدْ لَبِثْتُ فِيكُمْ عُمُرًا مِّن قَبْلِهِ
فَقَدْ لَبِثْتُ فِيكُمْ عُمُرًا مِّن قَبْلِهِ
فِيكُمْ No extension, alright? Yeah. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ
أفلا تعقلون
فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا أو كذب بآياته
فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا أو كذب بآياته
إنه لا يفلح المجرمون
إنه لا يفلح المجرمون
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
Ahsant. Allah bless you, inshallah, brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for being with us. That's it from us for today. Hassan Hussein Ali Nasir and Masoon, thank you so much. Stay with us. Inshallah, the next session will be here with you. Thanks to IRIB English Radio, Sevier International Schools Network. See you in the next session. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان
The Ocean of Dua.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In today's program, we will listen to a commentary of Ziyara al-Yasin by Sheikh Abdul Raza Bahrani, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
On that morn, before the world was born, in this lonely world I hear that music near and far. Did we the cadence of divine music hear? Did we the
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the All Beneficent, the Ever Merciful, all praise belongs to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the best and the last of the Prophets Muhammad, and his pure and infallible progeny and household, especially his last successor, Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. And may Allah's peace and blessings be upon you and with you, my dear brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is the Ocean of Dua, and I am Abdul Raza Bahrani. Inshallah, I will explain and interpret the passages and sentences of Ziyarat al-Yasin in this series of lectures. Now, let's listen to some passages of this ziyarat.
The Ziyarah of al-Yasin.
وأشهدك يا مولاي أن عليا أمير المؤمنين حجته والحسن حجته والحسين حجته وعلي ابن الحسين حجته ومحمد ابن علي حجته وجعفر ابن محمد حجته وموسى ابن جعفر حجته وعلي ابن موسى حجته ومحمد ابن علي حجته وعلي ابن محمد حجته والحسن ابن علي حجته وأشهد أنك حجة الله.
And I solicit you, O my master, to testify to me that I bear witness that Ali, the commander of the faithful, is his argument, Al-Hassan is his argument, Al-Hussein is his argument, Ali, the son of Al-Hussein, is his argument, Muhammad, the son of Ali, is his argument, Ja'far, the son of Muhammad, is his argument, Musa, the son of Ja'far, is his argument, Ali, the son of Musa, is his argument, Muhammad, the son of Ali, is his argument, Ali, the son of Muhammad, is his argument, and Al-Hassan, the son of Ali, is his argument. I also bear witness that you are verily the argument of Allah.
We asked Imam Mahdi Ajjalallah Ta'ala Farajah Sharif to be our witness when we are testifying that there is no God but Allah the Almighty, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is servant and messenger of God the Almighty, and that there are no other people more beloved than the Holy Prophet and his family and household. And then we testify that Imam Amirul Mu'mineen, the commander of the faithful, Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, and his sons are hujjas and proofs of Allah the Almighty. Usually we repeat this testimony. We repeat these words whenever we want to recite this ziyara and salute Imam Mahdi Ajjalallah Ta'ala Farajah Sharif and talk to His Eminence and whisper to His Eminence. We repeat these shahadas and testimonies. This is a kind of practice when we say that Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, I testify that there is no God but Allah, then I think over that. I pay attention to the words that I'm saying. I believe that there is no God but Allah. Is that right? Do I really believe in that? Is that from the bottom of my heart or no? Yeah. Am I sincere in what I'm saying or not? So little by little and gradually, this helps me to elevate my belief and faith in God the Almighty. By repeating these shahadas and testimonies, I start to follow the Holy Prophet and his words, instructions, and commands. When I believe that Amir al-Mu'mineen, the commander of the faithful, is the hujjah after the Holy Prophet, then it leads me to have a stronger belief in the commander of the faithful and try to be an adornment for Amirul Mu'mineen, as Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that kunu lana zayna. We need to be an ornament and an adornment for Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, not a means of shame. وَلَا تَكُونُ عَلَيْنَا شَيْنَا. Do not be a means of shame for us. So when we repeat these words with ourselves, we start thinking and we try to make ourselves closer and closer to Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. And you know, this is something proven, that when you love someone and you talk to that person and tell him or her that you love him or her, after some time, the repetition of this saying that I love you will make you be more and more in love. So when you talk with Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and different occasions you testify that you believe that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger, and Ahlul Bayt, they are the proofs of Allah the Almighty, you make yourself closer and closer to Imam alayhi salam, and gradually you will love Imam alayhi salam more and more
in your heart.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. How to pray for the faraj or the relief? Imam al-Asr ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif to his second representative, Muhammad bin Uthman rahmatullahi alayh, addressing the Shias, says, pray a lot for the relief, as indeed it is your relief. One who is disturbed, distressed, and heartbroken due to the separation from the Imam, the prayers of such a person, they have two effects. Either the Imam's arrival will be hastened, or the afflictions, the problems, and the distresses of the person praying for the relief of the Imam, they will be removed. As a result, he will be eased, he will be pleased, and will be comforted. In either cases, as Imam al-Asr ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif has said, وَأَكْثِرُ الدُّعَى لِتَعْجِيلِ الْفَرَجِ فَإِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ فَرَجْكُمْ. Pray a lot for the relief, as indeed it is your relief.
اللهم كن لوليك حجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا
The Ocean of Dua, Commentary of Ziyara al-Yasin by Sheikh Abdul Raza Bahrani, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
And another point which needs to be mentioned here is that admitting to the wilaya and the guardianship is more important than having a knowledge about the wilaya. You know, for example, there are some of the people who they know that there's a God, but they do not believe in God. They have the knowledge, but they do not follow. This is not their belief. This is not their faith. They do not admit that there's a God. And the same is with Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. And the wilaya of Ahlul Bayt, which is exactly the wilaya of God. We respect Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam because they are appointed by Allah the Almighty, because they are guides, our guides towards God the Almighty. Because they show us the right path and the shortest path to Allah the Almighty. So admitting the wilaya is a very important thing, and we receive it from Ahl Bayt alayhim as-salam. And when here we testify and we say, oh Imam, please be my witness, and I take you as my witness in my testimonies, this shahada, this testifying itself is a confess and admitting the wilaya. So here, when I say, I testify that you are my hujjah, this is higher than just, I know that you are the hujjah, but you are not my hujjah. I know that you are hujjah. But when I testify that you are hujjah, I have accepted and I have admitted your wilaya and your guardianship. And when we accept the guardianship of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, then our journey towards Allah the Almighty will commence and will start, and we can go towards Allah the Almighty fast and very, in the best way possible. Otherwise, if we do not accept the wilaya of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, we are outside the boundary of the wilaya of God, and indeed we are in the wilaya of Taghut. We are inside the wilaya of the evil and devil, not the wilaya of God the Almighty. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alam.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Answering your doubts and questions, and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah, who is Ar-Rahman, Allah, who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illallah.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You are listening to Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. I am Atta, the host of this program. Sayyid Zain is the special guest speaker to discuss today's question. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Walaikum assalam. Thank you for having me.
All right, Sayyid Zain. For today's episode, we want to talk about the time of death. Is it possible to know our time of death in advance based on some knowledge or something?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. So the future is generally unknown to us. And, we don't have access to that, the future generally.
Yes.
But when we look at it intellectually and with our, reason, there is no reason why we can't know the future. There is no, impossibility of knowing the future.
All right.
So with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we believe, we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. He knows the past and He knows the future.
Yes.
Right? So He knows everything.
Yes.
But with regards to us human beings, we haven't been given that knowledge generally.
All right.
But in terms of a possibility, yes, it is possible.
All right.
That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He can reveal to somebody when, they're going to die or other things in the future as well.
So it is possible that based on a kind of divine knowledge, a person might predict the future, isn't it?
Yes. So, here we have to be careful, right? Because there are certain sciences that, people use. Some of them might be valid sciences. Some of them, a lot of, people who claim this probably invalid. that they have access to the future and they can predict through, you know, different ways.
Future.